Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for March 15th, 2024. I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Bitcoin prices have pulled back after making new highs for five times in 7 days. But the mania about Bitcoin is returning as the word Bitcoin has outpaced Taylor Swift and Beyonce among the top search terms on Google in the last week. Bitcoin searches were the highest they have been in the last year, Bloomberg reported. Author and SEC Chairman Gary Gensler should have a smile on his face this morning. Gensler, the author of the 2004 book, The Great Mutual Fund Trap, an Investment Recovery Plan, about how you should not invest in actively managed mutual funds or invest on your broker's advice, and instead invest in index funds. Today, the Financial Times reported that assets in passive funds outstrip those in stock selecting funds. Bloomberg has published a Bloomberg Originals mini documentary titled How Diversity Became a Dirty Word in Corporate America, in which it explores how the debate over DEI got to this point and the road forward for corporations. CCP Global published its CCP Public Quantitative Disclosure Quarterly Trends Report and Public Quantitative Disclosure Newsflash for the fourth quarter of 2023. Atlas Clear Holdings, Inc. Chief Strategy Officer John Scheibel was on FinTech.tv with Vince Molinari to discuss ringing the opening bell and the future of Atlas Clear, which aims to create a more efficient platform for trading and banking. Silvana Davi has accepted an offer from NASDAQ as a business analyst intern with the Investment Intelligence Business Group. Silvana is the daughter of former NASDAQ head of global corporate communications, media strategy, and NASDAQ MarketSite Studio Vice President Sylvia Davi. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Fed or Foundation. Options industry executives weigh in on equity options trading boom in India and the U.S. from FIA. Traders pile into bullish copper options as output cuts looms from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance, and are option income funds suppressing volatility from SIBO? Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Jeff Yass's $15 billion TikTok fortune shines light on his GOP clout. As some of the harshest Republican critics of TikTok soften their stance on the China-backed social media app, one billionaire donor's name is ricocheting around Washington. The prospect that the app will be banned has thrust Jeff Yass, the trading mastermind behind market maker Susquehanna International Group, into an uncomfortable spotlight. That's because he owns a stake in TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, that's worth $15 billion, according to Bloomberg's Billionaire Index, the largest single asset in his $40.8 billion fortune. My comment. I would say that 37.5% of a fortune in one asset controlled by the Chinese would not make a person a good candidate for U.S. Treasury Secretary, but that is what I'm reading in the press amid the speculations on who a President Trump might select to run the department. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, phony billionaires on Facebook are scamming Americans out of their life savings. A fake Bill Ackman, a bogus Kathy Wood, and a false Steve Cohen are among the impersonators luring victims on social media. And their real-life counterparts can't keep up. It's like a game of whack-a-mole. Bill Ackman is fighting a losing battle against Bill Ackman imposters posing as the billionaire hedge fund manager on Facebook. Keep luring hapless investors into stock market scams, and the real Ackman has been powerless to stop them. Ackman's Pershing Square Capital Management has found more than 90 different ads impersonating him. Many of the ads remain visible for weeks after the companies flagged them on Facebook. Spokesman Fran Gill said one ad promised annual returns of 125%, another a 25% return a week, and told victims to hold these three stocks and you'll be a millionaire. My comment. I fell for a fake Katie Greifeld Twitter account the other day. I followed it back after it followed me. Katie and I had recently connected on LinkedIn, so it made sense. But then she was already following me, and after the Twitter handle, there was just a underscore difference from hers. Once the account laid the bait, I was gone. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal headline. If companies are so focused on cybersecurity, why are data breaches still rising? One reason, ransomware gangs are on the rise, allowing even criminals with minimal computer knowledge to get into the game. Organizations are spending more money than ever on cybersecurity, an estimated $188 billion globally, a figure expected to grow to almost $215 billion in 2024 yet. Hackers always seem to stay a step ahead. The number of reported data breaches in the U.S. rose to a record 3,205 in 2023, up 78% from 2022 and 72% from the previous high watermark in 2021, according to the Profit Identity Theft Resource Center. Trends are similar in other parts of the world. My comment. What is the correlation between liquidity in the crypto markets and the increased numbers of ransomware gangs? It would seem that the better you can move the money, the more lucrative it will be, and the more the number of gangs will increase. Here's another story, this one from the Washington Post. The headline, how many dogs have government jobs? What about sea lions? Washington is going to the dogs for real this time. As of 2022, the federal government employed 5,159 German Shepherds, Belgian Malinois, Beagles, Jack Russell Terriers, and other forms of everyone's favorite furry friend. Another 421 worked as canine contractors. The job descriptions for these four-legged feds range from the sublime 31 help park rangers traverse Denali National Park in the winter to the sublime. Others detect waterfowl feces infected with bird flu. My comment. That is a lot of good boys working for Washington. Normally, it is the good old boys. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Kane to leave Citadel Securities for senior MIAX role from risk.net. Second was Bakkt notified by NYSE of noncompliance with NYSE trading share price listing rule, a Bakkt press release. And third was U.S. Department of Treasury, IRS, launch direct file pilot program, a press release from the U.S. Treasury Department. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, J.P. Morgan hit with nearly $350 million fine for compliance failures in trading. Federal regulators allege that J.P. Morgan didn't properly oversee and monitor trades. Federal regulators fined J.P. Morgan Chase roughly $350 million on Thursday for failing to properly monitor billions of trades that the bank has executed since 2019. The Federal Reserve said J.P. Morgan didn't adequately surveil trading and order activity through the firm's corporate and investment bank across 30 exchanges and other trading venues. The trades were for the firm and for clients regulators and the law enforcement require banks to watch and record clients' trades as a front line in the market policing and to ensure that their own risks are under control. Banks are required to flag suspicious activity and hand over documents to investigators when asked. And then here's a story from Reuters. The headline, LCH looking at clearing U.S. Treasuries, competition set to increase. London Stock Exchange Group's London Clearinghouse business is considering expanding into clearing U.S. Treasuries. Its head of America's John Horkin said on Wednesday, as competition in the market looks to set to increase. Currently, the Fixed Income Clearing Corporation, a subsidiary of the trade processor DTCC, is the country's sole clearer of treasuries. However, the U.S. adopted new rules aimed to reduce systemic risk in the $26 trillion U.S. treasury market by forcing more trades through clearinghouses. LCH's Horkins said at a conference hosted by the Futures Industry Association in Boca Raton, Florida, that the LCH is actively engaged with market participants about treasury clearing. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, crypto titans threaten to unleash war chest on hostile lawmakers. Pro-industry super PAC has around $75 million to spend. U.S. policymakers are weighing rules to regulate the asset class. The crypto lobby is putting U.S. political candidates on notice. Side with us or risk defeat at the ballot box. As evidence, it's pointing to the defeat of Democratic Representative Katie Porter in California's Senate primary last week. Deep-pocketed industry participants pumped $10 million into an advertising and get-out-the-vote effort that they said helped eliminate Porter in the open primary, set a clearer path for her fellow Democrat, Adam Schiff, seen as being more friendly to crypto, to take the spot in November. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform in which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.